2 weeks this time, then I'm back here for a week, then I go back. Because I'm teaching class, I have to. The one from that, I talk a lot. That's a lot of travel. I have a couple of good books, it's not too bad, but it's a lot of trouble. All right, I think we're at 7 o'clock, so let's call to order the July meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the town of Kiri Beach. First agenda item is approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Next item is approval of the minutes from the June 2012 meeting. Are there any changes to the minutes that anybody would like to make?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Yes, we're second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Persons to address commission. I don't see a whole lot, so we'll go on to old business. K Avenue Plan. First item is update regarding possible date for joint workshop in the fall. And I believe Emily was going to pursue that, wasn't she? Or
with council.
Council? Do we have anything on that yet?
Haven't heard anything.
Okay. What are we talking about, September? I know we were trying to get to the summer, the summer period, so we actually had some ideas about doing it after the council meeting in September, wasn't it?
Or after your September meeting, but before their council meeting? Was that it? Sometime in between? I don't know if we'd be able to squeeze it in.
Chairman Collins suggested a workshop scheduled in P&amp;Z continuous. No, that doesn't say that. At the last full paragraph of the bottom page.
Schedule a full on September.
Possibly sometime in September.
Okay. I thought we were actually a little more specific about it, like before or after, but possibly September. Okay.
All right. Well, you're going to miss August.
I'm definitely going to miss August. I don't think I can make August. Yeah.
So the workshop going to be after our meeting in September?
Yes. Yeah. I think that was where we talked about either the second. Maybe the second Tuesday or something like that. I thought we had some specifics about some times, too, because we even chatted about what days are better for people. So
right.
That's not enough.
We said we'd throw out some dates to council and see when it would be feasible for
right.
them. Because you meet the first Tuesday, they meet the third Tuesday,
right.
So it's possible to meet the second Tuesday, but nobody has said
right.
anything.
And
so it's still up in the air.
Okay, but it's definitely going to be after our September meeting.
Right, so that you've got the July, August, September, you've got the three.
And we may even have a new person on the commission, too.
Right,
good, so.
Right.
Okay, the fall's in Emily's court, right?
Right, all right, maybe you could kind of, if Emily doesn't show up tonight, or if we finish before she does show up, maybe kind of remind her that she's going to organize that. Okay, update regarding visiting other areas. Any updates on that, or just kind of cruising?
Have not done anything. I was hoping to make, I talked in the meeting last time, hoping to set something up, and I got back from Ohio. I was going to be gone a week, ended up going 3 weeks. My mother-in-law passed away, so I have not been able to turn my attention to that. I've got my family here for the whole week this week. But I've got about 10, 14 days before I head out of town again to deal with more stuff back up in Ohio. But I can call the fellow maybe later this week up in at Sunset Beach. The building inspector, Sandy Wood, his name is, and see when he might be receptive. If he's receptive over the next couple of weeks and prior to me leaving for Ohio, then I'll see. I'll check with you, John, and you guys, Jason Allen, to see if you're interested, have the time, et cetera, et cetera. And we can just kind of take a car load and go down there and visit this guy, have lunch, and come around and come back.
All right.
So I'll do that.
Okay. And I was going to focus on that Florida one that was in that
right.
report. Again, my mother passed away this week, so it's been a tough week. And it's something too. All right, update on research gathered by members. Any other additional comments regarding the K Avenue plan at all? I think we're just kind of in holding mode right now.
Okay.
All right. Agenda item under old business. business B is potential driveway ordinance revision. From what I understand, it's been now sent to the public hearing, right? Is this the notice that we have here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to the public hearing at the opening of the council meeting on July 19th. Public hearing will be the first item on the agenda.
I would assume there's not a lot of controversy around it, so it's pretty straightforward.
No, I've got more comments about, why are you trying to restrict us 65%? Just ignorance or anything.
Okay. All right, any additional comments or about the public hearing for the driveway ordinance? Okay. Agenda item C under old business is the P&Z vacancy. I certainly don't have any update. I think that would be Emily's update. I did notice in the minutes for the council meeting that Emily did bring up the idea that that she thought it'd be a good idea that mm-hmm. we go back to the old system, and they tabled it.
Yes.
So, kind of blew her out of the water on that one.
I wasn't there. I just read the minutes. Okay.
I thought she was just going to go there and try to get information on why they changed it. But she kept talking and she kept saying that it was P&Z that wanted all of this back. And then she kept talking about how we were bothered by it. We wanted to have them interviewing back in our court.
That's not at all.
And she also mentioned that, you know, even if it was, we would send two applicants to council. And that's when they started looking at me and input. I said, we didn't ask her to present this because we would present it ourselves.
Right.
But, I did tell them that we were not in favor of them when they changed it, but it wasn't our presentation. She was supposed to just find out information.
Yeah, and maybe make a suggestion that we go back. But, I mean, not saying that we were.
It doesn't just affect us, it affects Board of Adjustment and Stormwater. Right. So it's not just us. So then they just said, they just tabled that.
Okay, all right.
I don't think she was real happy with me at this point, probably, but
maybe that's why she didn't show up.
I mean, I just felt like she was saying things that she was a little out of my leading. Because if we were going to present it, we would present it.
Yeah, I agree. I have no problem presenting. You don't have any problem presenting to the council, so. Okay. Based upon that, do we have any information about the vacancies or filling?
Have we got applications?
Nothing. Not that I'm aware of.
John? No, nothing.
Well, I raised the issue last time that I thought that somebody had to check. In fact, one of you were going to check, I remember, as to whether because this is a quasi-governmental agency, unlike the other ones, that if it needed to be published officially through the newspaper, because right now it's just being advertised in the electronic newsletter. And remember I raised that issue about whether, because this is the Planning Commission, if it needs to be published in something more than just an electronic newsletter. And somebody was going to check on that.
I remember.
Okay. All right.
I'll give a nice agree about that.
Like, where's Mr. Holt? Holt me a $300 question. All right. Well, quickly moving on to new business. Roof pitch.
Did
you bring that on there?
Yeah, because it was.
Okay.
And I didn't prepare any drawings or anything for it. I forgot all about it, really. We didn't have time to do it. So if we can put that on the table until next month.
Let's make that old business then. Roof pitch. So at least so we have a agenda item D to talk about later this week or next time. All right, moving along. We have member items, update regarding vacancy. I think that we've probably already talked about that. Is there any additional member items that people would like to chat about?
I just would like to ask John about the permits that are currently that he has issued for either new buildings or major renovations of existing buildings. Are you getting a number coming in? There certainly seems to be a lot of construction going on in the town itself, and there might be some as well.
We're getting quite a few, yeah.
See that as any kind of sign of anything? I mean, is it just
bottom line, it's the best round we've had since 2006, yeah.
Wow, that's really great to hear. That's really great to hear.
So, good.
Okay.
I'll come to a screeching halt on November, whatever day it is.
Hey, hey, don't jinx it.
What's happening in November?
The election.
Oh. We'll see.
Get a big old smile on your face.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be very ugly for you.
What, national or local?
National.
National, they've been doing this for 2 years, I'm kind of immune to it right now. All right, anyway, this is pretty quick, this is about the fastest we've gone through.
This is one of the fastest.
This is one of the fastest, yes. We've reached the end of the agenda, and Emily's not here, so is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Again, I guess I should have done this before we adjourn, but it's, you know, since I won't be here for August, will we have a quorum for August? Does anybody else plan on being here for August? Okay, so we'll have
so far, so good.
Okay, good. All right, very good.
Okay.
All right.
That was the seventh.
The seventh, right. Definitely. Well, that's right. It's going to be tomorrow for Korea, so. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Everybody invited all of it.
Well, yeah, Dina was with all the mother issues. She was up here, so.
I didn't hear a word you said about the roof pitch. What are we doing with that?
Well, we'll table it until next month. Okay. It's going to be all business next month.
Oh, okay.
She has Alzheimer's and she ended up eating strangled.
Somewhere, I found something to eat though.
The state has sent two investigators down for a full week. One of the police department's investigating.
Oh, right.
And the New Hanover Department of Social Services.
State?
So it's pretty.
I'm so sorry. Do you have siblings? Ms. Bond, do you have siblings?
In Hawaii, I've got a sister from Hawaii, something.
You've got all to do.
Yeah, I've got it all here, so it's pretty tough because, you know, we were expecting a phone call given how far along she was in terms of dementia, but not a call from the detective Dylan to move to the police. I was out in San Diego when it happened too, so anyway, so I can appreciate that. Yeah. Not being able to.